a factor today at all?
No, I think the conditions were great considering, you know, the weather that we've had the last week or so here. The course held up really well. The downhills were a little bit tricky. They started to get a little icy towards the end. And, you know, to be honest, I went around my first lap with Charlotte Collins. She passed me before the big downhill. And, man, never would have thought I'd see a gold medalist go in such a big snowplow. It kind of, you know, sent me back. I went, wait a minute. I knew she was good. I didn't know she was going for the gold. But, part of me also thought, you know, it's the kind of conditions that are unpredictable. And you'd hate for that to be the difference between a gold medal and not.
Did you pass
her? You know, she skied. There's someone behind me, and I mean, just heard Swedish people, you know, coaches and stuff yelling, and I kept thinking, who is this behind me? And she actually followed me, I think, for most of my first lap, and she went around me just on the flat area. I don't know how to describe, but for the kind of the bigger S turn area, and I had a blast just holding on to her and watching her ski, and it. Yeah, I can't think of anything better than to follow a gold medal, you know, a soon-to-be gold medalist. I had no idea she was doing that well, but I figured it wasn't a bad spot to be.
So. Was that
You know, I think that's the key here, is that she didn't look anything out of this world that, you know, we can't all, you know, reach. And I think that in our good days that we definitely, you know, we have a shot to keep getting closer and closer to that, for sure.
You were coming through the lap when they were finishing. The stadium was sort of going nuts. Was that a real rush?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I think, you know, part of me, I had such a great time the first lap because those fast women were there and they were all around me, you know, and that was who I was hoping to pace off of. And there was a little bit of a, oh man, as they were finishing and I was going around the second lap, because there really wasn't anyone there to kind of push me or, you know, to know that they were going really, really fast or coming up behind me. So, it was exciting to come through the stadium with them, but I wish I had another lap with them too, because that would have been pretty fun.
Were you happy with your race today?
You know, to be honest, I mean, a 30th result isn't bad considering it's my first Olympics, but I think now the bar has been set so high that, you know, it wasn't by any means a spectacular race for me. It was a solid race, but I think that we have great potential for the rest of this week and the next 4 years to really, really raise the bar even farther and do better, and 30th will be, you know, a bit of an off day for most of us at that point.